Bill 88 to the floor. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I may, I would like to move that Senate Bill 130 be re-referred to the Senate Tax Committee.
Is there a second? The motion is by Senator Hansen to re-refer Senate Bill, say it again, please, Senator.
Senate Bill 130.
Senate Bill 130. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator, would you give the front desk something in writing, which committee to which committee? Thank you, sir. Any further motions and resolutions? Members of the Senate, Senator Garnos asked the Senate recognize some guests who have just arrived in the gallery. They are the year 16 class of partners in policymaking. It's a leadership and skill capacity building training program conducted by the South Dakota Advocacy Services for persons with disabilities and their family members. Would those members of the Partners in Policymaking group stand or wave if you're already standing so we can welcome you? Yeah. Thanks for being with us.
First reading.
All right, we have no reports of committees to consider, no first reading of Senate bills, and so we'll move now to first reading of House bills.
House Bill 1010, an act to define telecommunication services for taxation purposes. House Bill 1013, an act to remove waiting periods for property casualty filings. House Bill 1042, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to the definition of residency and the issuance of resident hunting, fishing, and trapping licenses. House Bill 1043, an act to revise certain provisions regarding exemptions to the boat numbering requirement. House Bill 1061, an act to revise the penalty for the distribution or possession with intent to distribute marijuana to a minor. House Bill 1070, an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund to the State Conservation Commission.
For the benefit of those of you in the gallery, those bills which were just now read are all bills that have passed the House of Representatives, and now they've been sent over here to the Senate, and the Senate will consider them also. And if, of course, they pass here, then they would go on to the governor. Those bills are now being referred to committees for their recommendation. The Committee on Taxation is requested their recommendation on House Bill 1010, House Bill 1182. To the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources is referred House Bills 1042, 1043, and 1070. Health and Human Services Committee is referred House Bill 1078. To the Committee on Education is referred House Bill 1186. Committee on Commerce will consider House Bill 1013. The Committee on Judiciary will consider House Bills 1061, 1093, 1096, and 1134. And the Committee on Local Government will consider House Bills 1105 and 1125. Second reading of consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 103, an act to establish certain provisions regarding the use of replacement crash parts in the repair of certain motor vehicles. Senate Bill 128, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the modification of credit card agreements. Senate Bill 157, an act to revise the surety bond requirements for persons employed by mortgage brokerages. House Bill 1018, an act to refund special fuel taxes under certain circumstances. House Bill 1039, an act to remove a segment of State Highway 25 to in Hanson County from the state trunk highway system. House Bill 1040, an act to remove a segment of State Highway 314 in Yankton County from the state trunk highway system. House Bill 1045, an act to revise certain provisions related to the calculation of state aid to special education. House Bill 1050, an act to revise certain provisions regarding Indian education.
For those of you in the gallery, those eight bills which the Secretary just read have all been considered by Senate committees and deemed not controversial. They were reported out favorably with unanimous votes. And with the exception of 1018, which is being requested by Senator Klocek, that it be removed. So House Bill 1018 will be removed and placed on Monday's debate calendar. The other seven bills were reported, as I said, unanimously with a favorable recommendation by the committee. And so no debate will be permitted on the floor, and we'll vote on all seven bills with one vote as a matter of efficiency. Are there any questions? If not, then we'll take the vote on all the consent calendar items. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Elbers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Danwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hanson-Tom? Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Helge?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Hirth?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Katus?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Lintz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson? Schmidt, Smith,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Trebek Berry,
aye.
Two Bowles. Senator Jurstead. Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, one nay, one excused.
So the consent calendar items, having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, are declared passed. Are there any questions on any of the titles? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions. Senator Knudsen.
If this would be an appropriate time, I would like to move that we defer action on Senate Bill 96 and Senate Bill 151 to Monday, the 13th legislative day.
Is there a second?
Second.
Senator Knudsen has moved that we defer action on Senate Bill 96 and Senate Bill 151 until Monday, the 13th legislative day. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, I would move that we refer Senate Bill 134 and 152 to the Committee on Government Operations and Audit.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any remarks? The motion is to refer Senate Bill 134 and Senate Bill 152 to the Government Operations and Audit Committee. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. That leaves us with three bills on the debate calendar, 155, 156, and 158.
Senate Bill 155, an act to provide state aid to education to certain school districts for certain students.
Senate Bill 155 has had a second reading, is up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this is brought to you on behalf of the Box Elder Job Corps that is located at Nemo, South Dakota. In the prior years, they've had a high school education program that the Lee Deadwood School District funded because we were receiving state aid to education. But we lost our state aid to education, and this past year, the Lee Deadwood School District taxpayers paid for the program down in Nemo that is approximately $220,000 to fund. The taxpayers of Lee Deadwood paid for that. But those children down there getting that high school education, of which there's currently 73 in their high school program, 57 of them come from South Dakota. But these children come from all over the state of South Dakota. We have three from Aberdeen. We have 17 from Rapid City. We got four from Sioux Falls, one from T, two from Winter. So this is brought to you. We're asking for state aid to education for those students that are going to school at the Box Elder Job Corps. And the reason the Lee-Deadwood School District has had authority over that program is because prior to the Lee-Deadwood School District taking it over, they had no high school diploma program. It was strictly GED. Now, we all know that a person that receives a high school diploma has many more avenues open to them than a person that receives a GED. This bill was crafted with the help of the Department of Education. There will be rules promulgated to ensure that the money flows directly to the NEMO Job Corps High School Diploma Program. There will be no money accrue to the Lee-Deadwood School District other than an administrative charge, and that will be set down in the rules promulgated by the Secretary of Education. I know that this is, in my case, both a parochial bill, but it is there's one Job Corps center down on Pine Ridge, and there's this one in Nemo. Now, there's 120 Job Corps all across the United States, and this one is rated 11th. This is a deserving program. My school superintendent had contacted various school districts about tuition. He was told very emphatically that no, he would not get any help from them. But this fits right in with Governor's 2010 program, and that's education. Educate our kids, no matter where they come from, no matter where they are, they need to be educated. I would ask for your favorable vote on Senate Bill 155. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 155?
Mr. President.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Senator Apa, on this bill we do agree. This is a good bill. As he said, students from all over the state of South Dakota attend there. The Lee-Deadwood School District receives no state aid. They have an $840,000 opt-out. They're educating children from across the state of South Dakota. We owe them this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 155? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 155. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Elbers? Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haugi?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Hirth?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Katus?
Aye.
Kochek?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Linz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney,
aye.
Napoli,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
no, aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Trebek-Berry,
aye.
Two bulls. Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
Senate Bill 155 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 156, an act to revise certain provisions regarding special motor vehicle license plates for veterans with a disability, prisoners of war, Pearl Harbor survivors, and Purple Heart recipients.
Senate Bill 156 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, this is brought to you to correct some some loopholes that have been taken advantage of. But what we've done prior to this bill, It addressed veterans with disability, prisoners of war, and Pearl Harbor survivors. We have now added Purple Heart recipients. And what this says is anyone that fits under those four categories is entitled to two sets of essentially free license plates. And I say free because they will only pay a $10 fee for the license every year that it's in their possession. We had one person that had 17 plates. It was never meant to be this way. It was meant to honor the veterans and their family. We've had people that have used them to put them on RVs. It was never meant for that. Essentially, when the bill first came out many years ago, it was meant to honor those people that have served our country. And in doing so, we're wounded, and some tragically. Remember our veterans, because all gave some, and some gave all. This simply states that any veteran in this category is entitled to two free plates, and it will be for a duly on down. There will be a loss to the Treasury of about $10,000, and that is because we're adding Purple Heart recipients, of which there's about 800 in the state. Plus, some people will have to give up some of their free plates. I would ask for your favorable vote on this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 156? Senator Napoli.
Mr. President, members of the body, for the audience here today that I know love motorcycles, when we got the fact sheet on this bill, there's a line here that says disabled veterans plates are available for motorcycles, but only the disabled veteran plate. And there's 11 different plates out there, so I asked the question, how come all the other 10 plates aren't available for motorcycles? And the director of the DMV said, you know, I really don't know why. And so we will be adding an amendment to this bill on the House side that will make all the veteran plates, the Purple Heart, all of them, available to the motorcycle riders.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 156? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 156. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Elbers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hauge?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Hirth? Hunstead? Hunhoff, Jerstead, Kadis, Kolchek, Knudsen, Ketzel, Lintz, Maher,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McNinney,
aye.
Napoli,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Trebek Berry, two bowls. Senator Hirth? Hirth? Senator Hirth? Lintz? Senator Trebekberry? Mr. President, 32 ayes, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 156 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is deemed correct. Members of the Senate, please join me in welcoming two fifth grade classes from Washington Elementary School here in Pierre. Their teachers are Ms. Briggs and Mrs. Kappas. Would you please stand and be recognized? Welcome. We're glad to have you with us, and your senator is right down there.
Senate Bill 158, an act to clarify certain provisions regarding the supervision, rehabilitation, and liquidation of insurers.
Senate Bill 158 has had its second reading. It's now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Gant.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is narrow in scope, only proposing to modify sections which specifically deal with reciprocity between states like South Dakota and California. There's a national bank which has moved its charter here to South Dakota in 2005, and they have long served as a qualified California custodial bank. Well, California's insurance regulator has raised questions about whether or not the state of California was permitted to recognize South Dakota as a reciprocal state and concluded that it was not. Hence, a bank with its charter cited in South Dakota could not take on the role of the custodial bank. The bank wants to be able to continue its role now as a national bank chartered here in South Dakota. Passage of this legislation will clear up the questions the California Division of Insurance has with South Dakota as a reciprocal state. The South Dakota Division of Insurance has reviewed this bill and has no issues with the legislation. This bill passed the Senate Commerce Committee on unanimous vote, and I encourage your support of Senate Bill 158. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 158? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 158. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Elbers?
Aye.
IPA?
Aye.
Elbers? Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary? Haugi?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Hirth?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Kadis?
Aye.
Kolchek?
No.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Lintz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNitty?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton? Trebek Berry?
Aye.
Two bowls. Mr. President, 33 ayes, one nay, one excused.
Senate Bill 158 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is deemed correct. Members of the Senate, we are concluded with our business is concluded. Are there any announcements? Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder, retirement laws will meet immediately after adjournment in room 412. Thank you.
Senator Gant.
Thank you. GOAC will meet Monday at noon in 413.
Senator McNenny.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate taxation will meet Monday, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Health and Human Services will meet at 10 o'clock on Monday.
Senator Abdullah.
Senate Judiciary at 10 a.m. Monday.
Senator Dempster.
Senate State Affairs, 7:45 Monday morning.
Mr. President.
Senator Alvarez.
Local government, 8 o'clock Monday morning.
Any further announcements? Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Appropriations will meet 7:30 Monday morning.
Very good. Thank you. Senator Any further announcements? Madam Secretary, please.
Senator Haugi moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.